Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Clown Talking Drum Radio Network and the ministry of A New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ, your host, Deacon Armstrong. Welcome, everyone. To God be the glory. Shalom. God's peace to all. Thank God for allowing me for another Thursday night at 8 p.m. I just wasn't feeling too well in the past. And then before that, there was an issue. We had technical issues, and I couldn't be on. But tonight, to God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. As Mr. Abercrombie here, he mentions when his program is over with, it's the highlight of his week. This is the highlight of my week. The ministry of A New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ. And again, welcome. Welcome all. I have, let's see. Oh, boy. It's like preparing for a new thing. It's been a minute, but as I say, to God be the glory. Okay, right. Now, this is our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guest, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, or of the host or advertisers. And again, welcome to the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network and the Ministry of A New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ. I have scripture. Matter of fact, I have two scriptures. As I had mentioned previously, the topic was confession. And, excuse me. And then I came up with another topic, witness. So, God willing, we'll be able to incorporate both of these in this time that I'm allotted to be before you. God willing, you can join me. First, your views, your opinions. We keep it spiritual as much as possible. I don't know it all. I'm in the learning phase myself, but I am saved by God through his son, Jesus Christ. And to God be the glory. I have been sanctified and I have received the Holy Ghost. Now, my wife and I, we watch a ministry from Dallas, Texas. Now, just about every program or every service that they have, you know, people are just shouting and running around and all kind of stuff. And I don't know if the Spirit wants to take me that way. No problem. Well and good. But I don't think for me it's not about rolling around in the floor and dancing and running to the church. No, no. I believe it's all about the Word of God and the life that we live. Professing and confessing Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, let me open this mic real quick before I give scripture. Good evening.
Good evening.
How's it going?
How are you feeling?
I feel a lot better than I did in the past, but it's off and on. Right now, I'm feeling pretty good. 5 minutes from now, my body's going through some changes, but to God be the glory, I'm still going to be here doing this. You know, I can't let it get me down. Can't.
Amen. No.
Yes, you have a blessed
day. Glad to hear your voice.
Yes, well, thank you. It's good to hear your voice because it was 2 weeks. I wasn't on. I think my wife was on. I'm not sure if you were able to get on or whatever, and then her show, her program, ministry, Tuesday at noon, she had some health issues and she couldn't be on then. And it was Apostle Armstrong, my brother, he did that ministry that day, Tuesday at 12 o'clock. But thank God for you. We thank God for you now. We thank God for you. Yes.
Honey, I tell you, I have to apologize immensely because, you know, I work on the Word. I studied the Word, and I was working on the message, and it completely missed my time. I did look at the clock until 5 minutes after one. I was mad. I hit myself in the head.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure what you so-called missed, you probably made it up in what you were writing, the scriptures. You know, it works like that sometimes. But God willing, you'll get an opportunity to share that with our listeners and me. And, you know, we'll just rejoice. We'll just rejoice in the Lord. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me do these scriptures real quick. I had, as I mentioned, there was two. I had two topics. I don't know how I got them mixed up. It's health issues. Sometimes I don't know if I'm going or coming, but I am still here, you know. So I had two topics. One was witness, and the other was confession, okay? So I'll do a little both. First, I want to read a scripture pertaining to Okay, all right, let's do this is a confession, okay? Now, I'm going to read part of the scripture here, and then I'll go to witness and read the scripture from there. Then we have a prayer, and then we get into the discussion, okay? All right. Okay, now, this is, what did I say? That's Acts 7. No, that's Luke 15. My bad. Luke 15. Wow. You know, it's like that when you got a lot of stuff on your brain and, you know, you're trying to do this and you're trying to go there and everything runs together. But in the end, it all comes together. You know, by the word. Okay, all right. Now, this is the parable about prodigal son, as they call him, the prodigal. Okay? Now, here we go. Let's see. Now, they call it parable of the lost son, prodigal son. All right. I'm in Luke chapter 15. And we're going to start at verse 11, chapter 15, verse 11, out of the book of St. Luke. Okay? Now, all right, 11, verse 11. And a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Okay. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. Now, verse 17. Luke 15, verse 17. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. make me as one of thy hired servants. Now he arose and came to his father. But he was, when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now, I'm going to stop right there because the rest of it is about his brother, how upset he was. But, you know, the thing is, like I said, confession. He made that confession to his father. Father, I have sinned against heaven and you. So he sinned against God in heaven, and he sinned against heaven. He sinned against his father, who is our father, God, you know. And he did confess. And see, that's a biggie. You know, if we don't confess, you know, it's almost like we're lost and we want to stay where we're at. But to God be the glory. Okay, now, real quick, confession discloses one's faults, unburden one's sins, or the state of one's conscience to God or to a priest. That's confession. You pass that thing along, you don't keep it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? And once you let it out, you put it out there in the air and you talk to your Father, which is in heaven. And if we sincere and we are truly meaning that thing, God, he will forgive us of whatever wrongdoing it was. It is a confession, just like being in a courthouse. You know, you got a witness. You got a witness and a prosecutor. So we got the enemy, and we got Jesus Christ, right? So the witness, let's say the witness, he going to get up there, the enemy. He going to talk about, well, he did this, he did that, you know, putting somebody down because of the sin. See? But now if he gets up there and makes a confession, you know, the prosecutor said, well, we can't find nothing wrong. He made his confession. You know, everything is clear. Everything's clean. So he is set free, you know, set free from his sin because he confessed. Now, if he didn't confess and kept it to himself, he'd still be a sinful person, you know. No matter what he said, he would have to confess. Now, real quick, witness. All right, witness. All right, this is about Stephen. I think I'm going to do that one. Should I do that one, Stephen? Oh, let's see here. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's do a little bit about Stephen, okay? Now, this one here is about witness. We just spoke about confession. This one here is about witness. All right, now, Stephen, I believe that was Acts chapter 8. Is that Acts chapter 8? Yes, Acts chapter 8. We're going to do a little bit of that real quick, and I'm going to try not to press my time this evening. Acts chapter 8. Okay, come on, Acts, get up. Okay, here we go. Acts chapter 8. Now, Stephen, he was the first deacon. And he was the first martyr for Jesus Christ, you know, because the people, the Israelites, the Hebrews, they tried to stone him. They stoned him because what he was saying, they thought he was blaspheming, you know, because he talked about the Lord. Let's see here. Okay, where am I at? Acts 8, where are we at? Okay. Don't tell me I got the wrong one. Mm-hmm. No, that's not it. No, that's not it. 8. Okay. Let's see. Luke. Let's see. Okay. This is not Stephen. I got my scriptures mixed up here. Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. All righty. Okay, here we go. Right here. I got it. Yeah. The first martyr. Okay. Let's go up here. Let's go up here to number. Oh, God, I don't know where to start. Let's see. Okay. Okay. Any help. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, let's do this here. That's Acts chapter 7, verse 54. All right. No, let's go to 51. Acts 7 and 51. Circumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the just one, Jesus Christ, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. Now, of course, these are the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the big ones in the church. Now, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and slapped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Praise God. Okay. Now, that was Jesus Christ. He witnessed that thing, standing. He was standing in honor this man, because he was a just man. He was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he was trying to tell these top-notch authorities, about God and what they're doing wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? And they just got caught up. Because that's who they were. There's no such changing. Just like you get your pig, right? And you clean him up, you wash him, you tie a bow on his tail and, whatever else, perfume or whatever. But let him find a mud hole somewhere. He is going to go straight to that mud hole, and he's going to wallow, And all that work that you call yourself doing to pretty him up, no, does no good. He's pretty wallowing in a mud hole, So it's his nature. Only if you can change somebody's nature will you see a difference. Just like us in the world, we're supposed to separate ourselves for the master's use, and we are supposed to change. We can't roll like we've been rolling, We don't have friends hanging out. No. We can't smoke weed in the house, say, okay, all right. They don't know. I say, God, he knows all things. And it's him that's wanting us to change and stop doing that stuff because it is a part of the world, And the world is so evil anymore, And I thank God for saving me up out of the world. I do. I truly thank him. He's really been a blessing. Okay, all right. Now, good evening, sis.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Would you like to lead this prayer?
Praise the Lord. Is this the beginning prayer or which one?
Yeah, beginning prayer. I'm sure those who are listening or on computer, online, I'm sure that they have prayer requests. And at this time, we ask them to speak out those prayer requests before God, and we will pray. Sick and afflicted, our loved ones, ourselves, our neighbors on either side, people in war-torn countries, the people in Haiti, oh, my God, the people in Japan, you know, the Caribbean, the people in Paris, people in London, England, Scotland. It's just awful. But the world is just crumbling down, and man's trying to put a fix on it, but his fix is only one of them little Band-Aids, you know. And after so long, that thing's going to come because there's nothing there to hold it, no foundation, you know. But if you would lead us in prayer, please.
Most precious and our wise God, Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you because we know you're the only true and living God. And the only way we can get to you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you tonight for this opportunity that you've given us to call on your name, because we know all power is in your hands. And without you, Lord, you said we can do nothing. But we know, God, that you're able to do all things, Lord. We ask you to look down on us tonight, God. Oh, God, the world is just turned upside down. Oh, Lord, there's so much chaos going on, Lord. So much sickness. There's so much wickedness going on in this world. But we know, God, that you're still in control, regardless of what it looks like, God. Oh, God, the different situations that's going on in the world today. Lord, it's so much killing, Lord. It's so much chaos going on. But, Lord, we can call on you and ask for mercy. Oh, God, this is your world, Lord. Satan's doing all sorts of things. But, God, we know, God, that you are long-suffering, God. And you know those that are yours tonight, Lord. You know those that's yet to come in, Lord. We ask that you have mercy, Lord, on your people tonight. All over the world is so much going on, Lord. Oh, God, there's so much wickedness in the land today. People is crying out, Lord. So many don't know which way to turn. But, God, if they would just take out time to call on the name of Jesus, because there's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you. Day, Lord. We need you, Lord. Just have mercy, Lord. Oh, God, look at the different countries, God. Oh, God, so many things is happening, Lord. But, God, you said all souls are mine, Lord. The soul that sinneth it shall die. But, God, we know that you're merciful and you love everybody, God. Oh, God, it's not your will that any should perish. Remember the sick and the afflicted, God. Oh, God, remember the bereaved families today, Lord. The ones that's lost loved ones, God. Oh, God, the heat problem, God. Oh, the temperature's been so hot, Lord. Father, just have mercy, Lord, on our world today. Have mercy, Lord, in a different country, Lord, where the heat have been so hot, Lord. God, have mercy, Lord. Oh, God, send some relief, Lord Jesus. You know all about it, God. Oh, God, men and women, they don't know which way to turn. The fires that's going on, God. Oh, God, the flooding that's going on, Lord. All the different things happening, Lord. We asking you, please, Lord, Have mercy, God. Touch the hearts of the people. Touch the sick and the afflicted, God, in the name of Jesus, because we know you are help. You are refuge, God, in time of trouble. God, we can come to you, Lord. You know how to comfort the people. God, we're calling on you tonight. Please have mercy, God. Bless the sick,
yes,
the afflicted, and the bereaved families, Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray, we ask, God. Oh, God, we need you right now. Oh, God, we ask in your precious son's name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
I believe,
Lord, yes, Lord.
And we all need it, you know, those who believe in prayer,
Lord.
And who those don't believe in prayer, you know, and just,
yes,
you know, they just putting words out there. But what you
call
talked
your
about
name.
Was so, it was so needed. That's right. Jesus,
yes,
he is the truth and the life.
He
no man
is the
can
truth
come the life. But by.
Oh, yes.
So if
you
want to, yes. So if we want peace, we can get God's peace. It's the kind of peace where we're not worrying about this bill door, that bill door, somebody knocking on your door late at night, you know, all kind of crazy stuff going on in the world. He keeps us. And if we're exposed to issues that's going on out in the world, you know, where the storm, somebody comes and shoots, whatever, I don't think that God would allow us to be led to go to a place where there's going to be violence, unless this is how he wants us to leave this world. You know, because we got so many people talking about, oh, I'm a Christian, I'm a this, I'm a that, you know, but what they're supposed to be cutting out in their life, they're still doing it. There's no change. And people think that they can hide stuff because humans can't see it when they get behind closed doors, but God sees all things, and people just don't understand. God, he sees it all. He knows your thoughts before you even think them in your head, you know? And it's just, you know, if people just understand and realize all we can do is give them what's needed, we cannot make nobody do nothing they don't want to do. Just like back in the day, if they would have known, they would have known that if they would have really known about who Jesus was and why he was here, they would have never killed him. But they didn't know, they didn't want to know, because their position, their authority would have been put into jeopardy, you know. They would have lost their position, you know. They would have lost their control over the people, you know, because they had the people looking up to them. You know, they had the best of this, the best of that.
Yes.
Step to them, But to God be the glory, okay? All right.
To God be the glory.
That's right. I got two scriptures. Yes, I'm going to read one about a confession, and two, this other one. Well, the first one is 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 to 10. Okay, that's the first one. 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 to 10. Okay? All right. Now, all right, let's see. Let me go ahead and read that one real quick. And now this one here is about confessions, okay? This scripture is about confession. And we have to be able to discern, you know, who is the word speaking to, you know, who's speaking to who, and what does it concern? Now, 1 John 1 and 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Praise God. Now, that was 1 John. That was about a confession. If we do something wrong, if we know it or not, we need to ask. Because some things in our life just happen. They just happen. We have no control over them. And before you know, we have forgotten about that sin. And that one sin right there might be the one that's going to hold you back down the road. So we have to ask for forgiveness, commission, and omission. And let us try not to continue to sin. Because, you know, that, how can we call ourselves righteous when we're wicked? There's no way that should go on. So we, as children of God, we need to discern. You know, we I'm sure y'all know, I know, a whole lot of people that call themselves this and that, they're not. But it's not for me to jump in their face and tell them, do. No, just tell them, God loves you, you know, and all we have to do is ask for forgiveness. It's that simple. It's too simple that man confuses it and makes it hard. You know, he makes it hard to believe. Yeah. Okay, let me see here. We have company. Okay. 803 and 856, area codes. Do you have a comment so far or? Praise God. Area code 803 and area code 856.
856 in the house. Silly in the house.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Your mic is wide open. Now, is there anything you want to comment on what's been put out there so far, or is there something that you
praise
have?
Praise you, the Lord. Pardon me?
Yes. No, I was thinking if you don't have a comment on what's been said, is there something that you would like to put out there? You know, it's not all about me now. If you got something going on that you like to put out there, you know, God, He is gracious, you know. And
for the Lord,
merciful.
He is good.
Yes, you have some time if you care to.
Yes, for the Lord, He is good. And His mercy is unabountable. We just thank God because the mercy that He extends to us daily, and we are able to get up on the floor, put our feet on the floor,
mm-hmm.
and say hallelujah.
Yeah.
You may think we are in our
mm-hmm.
right mind. We can put our clothes on.
Pastor George
can look for his socks. And it's a great day.
And he can help pick up those he can help pick up those drink bottles off the floor, right? Mm-hmm.
you remember. Yes.
I made a little vegan free praise be to the Most High of God. Basketball hoop over the basket. I be making shots on it.
Oh, okay.
And when I make
okay.
the baskets, I throw up to throw them in there.
Great idea.
And we know that
great
the Most High.
Yes.
The Most High has a sense of humor, and we're supposed to live life and live it abundantly. And that's why Christ came, so that we can have fun on this planet. And we were talking about earlier about family and how family was ordained by the Most High God.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
And in the midst of, as the evangelist and minister prayed about there's so many homicides and murders. That's what the enemy wants. He wants to splinter the family.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He wants
that's
to break
so
us
true.
Up.
Mm-hmm. And if you would stop and look back over the years, the enemy, he had been using adults. He had been using adults. Older adults. middle-aged adult, but now he has switched his focus to the kids. I'm talking about kids.
Yeah.
All up in, he got away with getting the Bibles out of the school. Now he's getting away with the kids being able to make a decision on what gender they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, Lord.
Right.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Right.
Yeah. And if he gets a hold of the young people, there is no more generations. You know? They'll
You'll wipe
all
it out.
Under his control. Yeah, wipe them out. Yeah,
that's
wipe
the,
it
that's
out.
His plan.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
plan.
His plan. But what's God's plan?
God's plan is that he sent his son into the world to destroy the works of the devil.
Yes.
And
yes.
God is not a man that he should lie. No, the son of man that he should, he's all about righteousness and delight. Yes.
Yes.
Family. Yes, family. Now, we got to look at this thing and, you know, not just say, well, okay, all right, the family calls for a husband and a wife and some kids. But nowadays, everybody is being the wife and everybody is being the husband. See? And, we can adopt a child, you know what I'm saying? Because two men can't produce, two women can't produce. But they'll go out and they'll adopt a child, and the child has to figure out which one of the men he's going to call mommy and which one of the women is he going to call daddy. You know, and that is just so confusing for a kid because the kid, his mind is young. Whatever you put in his mind at a young age, he's going to live it out the rest of his days.
Yeah, yes.
That's a trick of the enemy. But God's still in charge. God's still in charge, and Satan is a liar.
That's
he
right.
thinks he's going to win, but he's already defeated. He's already defeated, and God is still in charge. This is God's world. This is God's world, and all this stuff that's happening now, you said it's going to happen. It's already in the Word. But we as people of God, we have to stand up for what is right. We can't cower down and not do what thus says the Lord. Because just like Solomon and Gomorrah, what did God do? He set fire down and burned it up. Just like America is saying wrong is right now and right is wrong. He's going to judge America. Because America turned away from God, and he's going to judge America. But God's going to have his number. God's going to have his number. Satan's already Satan's already lost. But he ain't got sense enough to know it, and he's still trying to get back at God through the human being. He's trying to get back at God through mankind.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing. He's trying to destroy the young people and mess them up, but God's still going to have his number. He cannot do more than God allow him. God is his boss man. God is his boss man. He is.
Yes,
He's got no more power than God allow him to have.
That's right. And just think that Satan, he was a resident of heaven.
Yes, he was.
He was already there. What we're trying to get to, he was there. And he got so beside himself, that he got kicked out. And we're trying to get there. He got kicked out. Got kicked out to the earth.
He's been
arrested
since he got out, too. But his end, we know what his end is. It's a lake of fire.
Yeah.
That's what his end is.
That's right.
His goal right now his car right now needs to try to get as many as he can, because he knows that the clock is ticking down, and he's running out.
That's right.
That's
right.
Yes. I think we have another caller. 828-358. Do you have any comments? 358.
Deacon Pastor said was going to say something.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh,
Pastor Joy. Sure.
Oh, well, I was just going to add on the conversation about, you know, when you were saying was already up in the heaven, and that the thing about it, the same attributes that Satan had in heaven, which caused him to get kicked from heaven, has been engulfed in human beings itself. You know what I mean? When I say that, he thought he was greater than God. That because he was an illuminating angel, and he was so caught in his own image of himself and the beauty of himself that he thought that he was greater than the Creator. And that's another thing that's going down here on this earth. Everyone is so caught into the image of their physical self and trying to be this and trying to be that. I mean, it's even not so much as the outward beauty, but in power, the image of, I mean, right now it's the cell phone. And it's
the idol worship.
Idol worship, the cell phone, the television, the computer. Possession is their gods now on the earth. And then now everyone, they're not happy with their faces. They're getting their plastic surgeries and cut. And they don't like their nappy woolly hair anymore.
I like mine.
No.
That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah. But see, man is on a way to outdo himself. He is taking his own self out. He has gotten so high and beside himself, he can't see clearly enough to know that if he doesn't know his role or change some things up, he's going to be out of here quicker than he thinks, you know? Especially with this AI, artificial intelligence, they're not going to need a whole lot of us anymore.
That's what they're trying to say.
Yeah, that's trying to say that. They come up with these computers and machines to do what we are doing here.
Mm-hmm.
But they call themselves getting these machines ready for the future. It's their downfall. You know, with the truck.
Yeah.
You can press a commercials on TV. The truck, you're rolling on the highway. But see, it don't show you in the city limits or on the freeway. It shows you way out in the desert somewhere. You can press the button, and you ain't got to hold the steering wheel. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
In the desert.
Yeah. That's right, in the desert, where ain't nothing happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Lord help.
But God. Yes, give him the praise all day. All day.
One thing that AI stuff cannot do, and they think they can, but you cannot put somebody in a robot in the garden and plant your own food. I can't see it happen.
No.
You still need that human contact.
No. Right. You still need that.
Right.
Yeah, they can think for themselves and know what it takes, you know, and can do the job. I wanted to read something real quick. Not too long. It's not too long. God has provided many ways for us to do this, but every avenue starts in the Word. If we don't know Scripture, if can't share the true gospel message with others around us. Storing up in our hearts the truths of God's word enables us to powerfully minister to those around us. Now, I usually say, you can't keep it unless you give it away. Because we find a whole lot of people like professors and whoever else, you know, they get all this knowledge. They don't share it with nobody. They need to, but they keep it to themselves. And a lot of them, what happens with a lot of them when they get older? Their mind is ruined because they got all this information up there. They refuse to share it with anybody. And it did them not a bit of good. But you can't keep it unless you give it away.
Give it away.
That's right. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
In heaven.
Yes.
Lord,
Once we're confident in Christ, we have a firm foundation in our faith. And that's when we're called to go out and rescue the lost. We are to keep the truth hidden, keep the truth hidden while living for ourselves. God has commissioned us to participate in the biggest mission in the world, to make Christ known to those sitting in the darkness we were once in. Now, that's simple. That's real simple there. You might not need no snake knife with that. Just cut it with your fork. Keep it moving. But we love the Lord. And we honor him. We give him the glory. Had it not been for the Lord, I probably would have been dead back in the 70s. And this but he brought me this far for a reason. You know, and sometimes I sit back and I think, I said, what is my true purpose for now? And that purpose was what I walked away from back in the day. It might have been some years ago, but it's the same purpose still going on right now. So I just thank God, y'all. I do. I thank God. All I can do is what I can do.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody, mic is wide open. Hello. Okay. If not, what I'll do, I got one more thing here. Okay. May we live boldly as witnesses for Jesus Christ so that those in the dark, seeing something different in us, will have their eyes open to the truth and may even become one of us. But people have hardened their heart so much these days. They have hardened, and a lot of people don't even want to listen to you, you know. You start speaking this name Jesus. They get attitude. You know? Don't want to talk about that. Don't want to talk about the Son of God and then God himself. You know, he is God himself who has redeemed man back to him because he loved all of us just that much that he couldn't see us being destroyed. You know? So we have that free opportunity and we were given what is that? The ministry of reconciliation. That's what we have been told to, you know, that's what we need to get busy doing, letting people know that God, he reconciled us back to himself because we couldn't do it for ourselves. You know, I know the sin I did. Oh, my God, I just thank God. I'm so grateful and appreciative. I just love him for doing what he did for me. Because that stuff that I did and You know, I purposed my life to do those evil things back in the day, you know, because that was part of the world. That's what everybody else was doing, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm going to be good at what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? I used to live in the good part of town, and I'd go hang out in the projects and just get stupid, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then I go back home across town, and I'm good to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm good to go. Yeah, but God. But God. But God.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to read, if that's okay, Romans 10, y'all. It's coming. Romans 10, I think that's Romans chapter 10, verse 8. I think that's how that works. I'm working. Romans 10, verse 8. All right, Romans 10, verse 8. We're going to do this here in a couple of ways. Romans 10, verse 8, verse 28 in chapter 8. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, not my ideas or not my plan. That I want to do, but according to his purpose, because he has all control. He has all knowledge. He has all power. And he's ever present. And he knows. He knew what we're going to do tonight before the foundation of the world, y'all.
Remember
the foundation of the world. Now we're going to jump down to Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Mm-hmm. As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And see, we didn't have to shed no blood. We didn't have to pick up no weapon. You know, all we had to do is believe and trust in him, because he loved us just that much that he would take care of us and protect us. You know? And here we go, 38, lastly. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ our Lord. Praise God. That's just something right there. That's really something. That means in everything going on, we don't have to worry about too much or nothing. It may come close, but it's not going to overtake us. You know. And if we hold on and stand, no matter what's going on, we will be victorious. We will be. We just have to let God, through Christ Jesus, work his will in our life. You know? And we can be witnesses to that and confession. Oh, my God. We have to confess. We just can't say, well, God, I'm sorry for my sins. Forgive me. And think it's okay. No, it's a daily thing, guys. It's a daily thing, you know?
Yeah.
It is. It's daily. Yeah. If we don't do it daily, we're going to wind up missing something. And when that time comes, we know Jesus is coming. And when he does come, we're there. We see it. You know? And we know that thing that we did a long time ago that we forgot about is holding us up. You know? And it's so simple that we need to clear things up while we're in our right mind. You know? Because if we are not in our right mind and we don't have a sound mind anymore, going down for the count, y'all. Going down for the count. Yep. I got one last thing here. And then we got a couple minutes for last comments. Okay. This is Romans 10, and we're going to start at Oh, let's see. Okay. Romans 10, starting at verse 6. 10 and 6. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend unto the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, which is complete deliverance. But the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm going to stop right there. The rest of it speaks for itself. Praise God. We have any last comments? Anyone have any last comments? We got a couple of minutes. Okay. Anyone?
I was as I was saying. Go ahead, sis.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, go ahead. I just wanted to see what the first test, what the first Romans was. The first Romans you read, sir?
The one in Romans.
Yeah, Romans
that
one.
That was Romans 8. I think that was Romans chapter 8. No, Romans chapter 7. That's what I'm thinking that was. Yeah. I believe that was 7.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 7 and 38?
Huh?
Was it 7 and 38?
7 and 38. No 38 in chapter
now,
7.
Now, was it out?
Oh, wait a minute. It's 8, Romans 8. Romans 8 and, what is that? Romans 8 and 28 and 35. Romans 8 and 28, then Romans 35.
Thank you.
No problem.
I keep a track of what you read.
Beg your
pardon? I keep a track of all the scriptures you have.
Okay. You see, a lot of them I don't even write down. Once I get into it, it's like they just come up in my head. You know, the Spirit gives me what I need.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, see,
right,
I know what
you're
talking about.
Yes, okay. We got 60 seconds. Anybody have anything whatsoever? Nobody? Okay. Well, I guess I'll try to take this out in prayer, y'all. Okay? The Most High God in heaven, Most High God in earth, and Most High God underneath the earth, we honor and truly thank you, Lord. We thank you for the time that you have given us that we can come together, Father God, with one accord. Being on the same level, Father God, we're speaking the word, we're thinking the word, we're eating the word, Father God, and we're taking it with us each and every day. We ask for your protection. Thank you for your mercy and grace, God. Thank you for your healing, Father God, whether it be through medicine or miracle or whatever. We truly thank you because we know that you're able, Lord, and we give you the praise, the high praise. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. In the name of
Lord
Jesus Christ. Amen. Shalom, everyone.
Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah.
Amen.
Shalom.
Amen.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo.